Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I want to tell you a story some time back. Some of you might have already heard me mention this, but some years ago, I was offered to buy a bench from the apartheid era, and it said Net Blancas on it, and I couldn't decide whether it would be offensive for me as a white person to buy apartheid memorabilia, and my intentions were good because I wanted to be able to show my kids what this was and be able to talk about it. But then I thought, what about somebody who doesn't know why I bought it? They walk in maybe into my home and they see this in my library or my study, whatever it was, and it could just seem a little bit strange, which is why the story of Abdallah Chatila is so interesting to me. He's a Lebanese business person, and he landed up buying not just memorabilia, but very, very significant artifacts from the Nazi era, and some of them very, very close to Hitler himself. I wanted to go through his thought process and how he landed up doing this very, very strange, but I believe wonderful thing, a wonderful gesture. Abdallah, very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So this happened a while back, but it's a fascinating thing. And as you're Lebanese, you're not Israeli, you're not Jewish, you sit almost as I do as a white person sitting outside the apartheid era or regime. It puts us in a very, very strange position, and yet you went there.
Well, that's why one of the reasons that when I decided to buy the memorabilia was actually it happened without thinking. And after I bought it, I was very concerned what to do with it. And that's why I decided to donate it to Yad Vashem, who is the Museum of the Holocaust, which would made the most sense. And the reason I went public was exactly for the same reason you mentioned regarding you, a white man, buying apartheid memorabilia. Mm. Even though you know why you do things, people could see it in a different way. So it was important for me to come out and explain the reasons and donate them to the right people to keep them.
You had no intention. It's a completely spontaneous thing.
Yes. What happened was that I was reading an article where there was this Rabbi Margolin, who was complaining about the fact that the German law still allows Nazi memorabilia to be sold, and that he couldn't do anything to stop the sale. And because the artifacts were, some of them, especially the ones I bought, were belonging direct to Hitler itself, he was very upset, and he was trying to stop the sale. And I knew the law, and I knew that he couldn't stop the sale. So I knew the only way to be able to stop it and not to end up in the wrong hands was actually to buy them. And at the beginning, I thought of actually burning them. And then I said it wasn't my place in history to burn anything.
Absolutely fascinating. I'd love to hear from our listeners, 34519 or 0618951019. What would you do? You're sitting at an event, or you're at a market, and you see something that is very, very clearly not something that you would want in your home. It might be something offensive to you from another era, but it just somehow feels important. Would you buy it? Would you have bought the bench, the bench that said Net Blanca on it? Would you have gone and bought Nazi memorabilia? I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. What happened when you approached Yad Vashem on it?
At the beginning, they were quite surprised of the fact that I came with it, and then they were very happy. I was lucky to make the trip to Israel, where I was received by the president and, of course, by Yad Vashem. And it was very moving, and it made actually even more sense to my action while I was there seeing all the horrors. And it's very important. Time is going by, and we're going further and further away from the Second World War. and to keep memory alive is really very important. And I'm sure that in South Africa, in apartheid, should be the same.
Have you always been drawn to history and to this type of authentic representation of history?
No. I'm just about doing the right thing. And that day I felt I had to do something, and I believed it was the right thing to buy them.
Absolutely incredible. Has this taken you on a different journey to that which you would have been on?
Of course, because it was very publicized. So for me personally, it was very surprising to be so publicized. Everybody was seeing the angle that I was a Lebanese non-Jewish man doing it, when for me it was just a human being taking the right decision. But it still shows the cleavage that we all have in the world we live in, that gives you an etiquette regarding your name, your origin, country of origin, or your skin of color, etc. This is exactly the opposite I would like to do, and hoping that everybody understands that we were all born equal.
What's so interesting is that, and I would submit that the reason that it became so popular is not because because of the difference and because of your country of origin, but really, although that's an important factor, it's rather about the fact that it just shows how we all are the same, how we all find different ways to connect with each other. And within the Jewish community, I think there might be a sense that we're in this fight on our own very, very often. And we taught that, and it's reinforced correctly or incorrectly that this is a battle, that Jews have always fought throughout history. They fought it during the Second World War and nearly were completely annihilated. And here is somebody who stands outside of it, who doesn't connect necessarily to that pain, but is recognizing that pain. And I think that's what it is, that it gives, and I suggest that the reason that it was so well received is it because it sends a message to Jews around the world that we're not alone in this. And here's this business person from Lebanon or Switzerland or wherever you are, and you're saying, I think that this is important, and I'm doing this gesture on behalf of the Jewish world. And I think that's what it is. It's not necessarily the negative, although it comes from initially a place of negative, but I think it's actually very positive because it sends a message that we're not on our own in this battle.
Totally correct. And I think that everybody that read about it or heard about it felt also the same, saying that nobody is alone and everybody understands that evil is evil and good is good. And that, at that stage, as you said, people feel less lonely.
Absolutely. Well, I think it is absolutely incredible. Abdallah Chatila, thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for that incredible gesture. It's an amazing thing to talk to listeners here in South Africa around about this gesture, because we can all connect to it on one level or another. I wish you all the success in the world, and well done on this magnificent gesture.